Hi guys, what's
up?
First
Welcome back to the Sort of Help podcast.
Yep.
We're in a different setup, same studio. Kind of sucks, but it's all right.
It'll have to work.
So picture this. Sonia and I are like 4 feet away from each other right now. 4 feet away.
I'm in the back of the room.
Yeah. Towards the door. Easy access to the exit.
If I need to run.
I am fighting for my life in this chair. Trying to hold on to the mic, and
I hope you can hear me.
I'm just gonna hold it the whole time. Welcome back.
What's up?
It's been too short of a winter break and too long of a winter break, in my opinion.
It was definitely a little bit of both.
I did nothing but work on my stuff, and it kind of killed me inside a little bit. But
that's the art, man.
I love what I do, though, so it's kind of a just a given. I don't know.
It's the struggle of an artist.
Yeah. And now this sorry, I had
perfect.
I had to think for a second. I'm like, I'm not in my senior year. I'm in my second semester junior year.
Yeah,
it's weird transitioning from always talking about like, oh, what are you gonna be next year sort of thing? Like, oh, I'll be a second semester junior next year. But then is now.
No, yeah. that was perfect. No, you're summing up really nicely, because honestly, it's kind of scary to think that next year is our senior year, and
it's fucking stupid.
It's gonna be quick. It's gonna be quick. I hate to tell you, this semester is gonna be quick, and then and scary. I'm fucking terrified because
it
then
is
I have
the
to do
start of week three.
All of the senior stuff that we have to do. Like
the senior checklist thing.
Yeah.
I just got added into a Google Classroom full of the graduating class of this semester, fall and spring.
What?
And I'm kind of confused because I think I wasn't supposed to be in it, but if they say I'm supposed to be in it, then okay. So I joined it for like updates and stuff. And they're changing advisement, so we're not going to meet with our advisor anymore. We're going to do like a fucking group meeting with all the advisors.
Is this for like
just
art?
For art? Just for art.
Okay, I was gonna say like
it's so dumb.
Yeah.
Like it's gonna, you know, what are those things? What are they called? A TA meeting?
Wait,
is it the wrong
letters?
No, yeah. The meeting's PTA. Like no. When you're like having problems with addiction and you go to like a church and there's just like a group and they have like some cookies and stuff and you just talk. What the fuck's that name? It feels like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It just feels like a group therapy meeting of some kind.
It might be TA meeting.
TA?
TA?
It sounds right, but it's not teacher's assistant.
No.
For sure.
That's what I was thinking.
So, I don't know. Things have been crazy. I've been pumping out some art, trying some new things, trying to find that balance of work life, you know. But speaking of shit moving too fast.
What?
Something that's been on my mind lately,
mm-hmm.
because of being in school, and taking all these classes that are leading up to my senior year, all the big talk about what are you gonna do after, what's your plan, what's your plan, and mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, if I could move my other hand right now, you know what gesture I'm making, but yeah, and I maybe have talked about it before, I don't fucking know, is that it's so ingrained in the system, our society, that you always, from a very young age, you have to be able to answer the question of what do you want to do with your life or what do you want to be when you grow up? And that's every grade. Like, I recall, like, being 4 years old in kindergarten, and everyone gets asked that question.
Yeah,
like,
so
we'll have
doing?
To do a project on it. Like, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
I'm like, I've been on this earth for 4 years, and you think that I have it all figured out, like, from start to finish already? And it just really pissed me off as the more I thought about it, because I'm like, really, we really hype it up. Like, in our yearbooks, like, we would always do these things of, like, write-ups of what we want to do and how we see ourselves in 5 years after college or high school or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just this, it's just such a pressure, and it kind of steals time away from you that you could just be enjoying the now. Like that's something that people preach a lot,
mm-hmm.
especially in our generation on TikTok and whatever and wherever.
Yeah.
That you have to be present. You have to be living in the moment. You know, you can't be thinking about the future. But that contradicts what all the older generations are pressuring us to do. And we're still pressuring the younger generations, obviously, because it's just, it's the way that we've planned out life to be. You know, you go to school, you go to every grade, every level of school that you can. And then you find the love of your life, you get married, you find a house on a hill with a white picket fence, you get a dog, two kids, nuclear family shit. And then you got a retirement plan, you work a 9-to-5, you work yourself down to the bone until the very end. And then you go retire and, you know, ski down a mountain for a couple years until you die.
Yeah, that's true. But the cool, like, is that is, yeah, that is true. But that generation is completely dying out. Like, those people, like, from the 60s or from the 50s, or they're dying.
True.
They're getting out of here, right? So recently I've seen a lot of more push towards, like, the modern view of, like, job security or growing up and doing what, like, you, like, oh, you can do whatever you want. Like, you can dream big,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and see what happens. Like, you're not too old to do this, or you're not too old to do that. Like, you could be in an office job for years on end, and you're like 60 years old and you like make a movie and it's the best movie ever mm-hmm. made. Like, I've seen a lot more push towards that recently, and I don't know if that's because, like, I like preferably and purposely surround myself by those kinds of things,
mm-hmm.
but like it is true, like in a more academic setting, less real world setting, they're pushing you to be like, so what did you figure it out? Is this what you're gonna do? Because yeah. you can't right now, you're in grad school, you can't do anything else.
It's especially for the art world, it's advanced so much that the stereotype of starving artist has kind of died out.
Yeah,
because there's so many different ways that you can be successful, and there's so many different yeah. ways to get your stuff out there and find the people who actually want to support you and, you know, buy your work. Like
yeah.
there's people I see who have a YouTube channel, and all they make is like little digital prints, and they sell stickers, and yet they have a whole studio apartment to themselves.
Yeah,
and they spend all this money on, like, well, I'm gonna redo my room, like decorating my room and redoing my whole studio. And, you know, that's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah,
I don't know how much they make off of, you know, ads and YouTube revenue, but that's probably, you know, a good factor to it. But
yeah, I just think that, you know, as we get more modern, there's a lot more outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot more opportunity, and there's a lot more open-minded people willing to, okay, I'll give this artwork a try, mm-hmm. or whatever. Because especially on, I was talking with my friends about this the other day, like, how Instagram has, like very specialized ads.
Oh, my God.
Like, yeah. so good. Like, I found new things yeah. from Instagram, and I'm not, like,
I'm
usually
wearing a hoodie right now yeah. from Instagram.
And usually it's, like, I fucking hate ads. Like, I don't, you know, that fucking
government
getting into my shit. Like, they know all about me. Like,
something in that terms of services.
You know? I'm happy about it, frankly, honestly? On Instagram, because there's some artwork there that I'm like, this is amazing. And I would have never found it otherwise. Yeah. So
it's weird, though, because sometimes I'll be thinking about something and then it pops up.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
So that's where I'm like, did I say this out loud?
I'm willing to forget about it. I'm willing to forget about it.
You know,
show me good shit.
With the amount of times that I, like, talk to myself with my phone in the room, I wouldn't be surprised if I did, yeah. like, say it out loud, and it's like, oh. You
know, puts it in the
you want to try out a new coffee company, you said?
Oh, there you go.
You're trying to get away from this
under
other brand?
Under the table, yeah.
There you go.
I hate this fucking mic shit. I'm going to turn it this way.
Hopefully, yeah, I can hear. I just hope that line of thinking dies down as well. It's not going to die out fast, because, like, there's still people lingering on from that mindset, you know, that are in the world.
Yeah.
They're still out there,
still
you know.
Alive.
Well,
kicking.
What do you, it's not like everyone who's, like, above the age of 60 is just
no.
going to fucking disappear. Like,
no.
it's not, and I'm not wishing that.
And a
anything.
Lot of them don't have that much power over that thinking anyway.
We have the power.
We do.
Are the people.
No, that's true. Our young, like, they put a lot of pressure on the younger generation.
I thought you were going to say Ariana Grande. I don't know why.
Fuck that.
Yeah,
okay,
Ariana Grande.
Grande.
You know, she's out there
making
it.
Yes, that's another conversation, dude. I hate
but.
And Taylor Swift. No, thank you.
Yeah. It's.
I forgot what we're talking about.
It's so dumb. Yeah, I've had to write out like a 1 year and a 5 year plan essay. Ew. But it was only like a couple pages. And I'm like, dude, he's like, be specific. I'm like, how am I gonna be specific with this? Yeah. You want me to come up with like a business plan here? Or like you wanna see some numbers and some crunching? Like and I prefaced it in my essay and all my assignments, I always preface it. I preface what I'm doing right now, you know, how I'm succeeding and how I want to continue that success in what I'm doing. And it could change. I always say that plans eliminate options. And, you know, there's been so many things that have happened in my life that have changed the trajectory of where I thought I was going to be in 5 years back then or a year. You know, it changes in a month, you know,
absolutely,
constantly.
Absolutely.
So I don't understand why, you know, people, they ask you, oh, are you still going to do that thing that you said, like, you know, a year ago? I'm like, no, not really. I don't want to open up a shop in town anymore. Like, I thought about the logistics of that and, you know, this isn't the place that I want to do it, or I'm not ready for that yet. Like, that's something I dealt with this winter break. Is I had a sale at my house, which was pretty successful.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then, like, I would post my work and then I would have people messaging me like, oh, I want to buy your stuff. Okay. I did like a couple commissions. That was fine. But then I had people persuading me and just like fucking hounding on me. Like, you should open up a website. Like, they were asking me for pictures of stuff.
Mm.
And I was like, just look back at the video of my sale. Like, you're asking for the stuff that you don't, you weren't able to make it to the sale and you want something specific.
Yeah.
Like, they were asking me for pictures of everything. And I'm like, I don't have pictures of everything.
Yeah.
I just started taking pictures of my new work
that
was like a month ago, most recent. And I still had like some pretty old stuff in my sale that I'm trying to get rid of. So,
yeah.
And then like, well, can you just set up again for me and my friend to come over? I'm like,
that's crazy.
I'm not going
that's
to crazy. Set up my entire sale. Yeah, I'm not going to have a private sale for you. Like, do you...
I don't
what
know
do you
who
think
you
I
are,
am?
Who
I'm
are
just
you?
A college student. Like, yeah. I'm 20 years old, and I'm sorry, I don't want you to come into my house because it's like 30 degrees outside.
Yeah.
And like, well, you should have a website. Like, you should really have a website and, like, you know, ship stuff in the mail and do all this. I'm like, hold on.
Yeah.
I've only been in this for like going on 2 years now, and I'm just getting my foot in the door with having like stable craft shows and, you know, having good turnouts.
Yeah.
You want me to fucking go there?
People
they
always...
don't think about it though, because the packaging, the possibility of things getting lost in the mail, dealing with the post office themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, no. And it's already complicated as it is with commissions, because people are very specific with what they want, or they are, but they don't give you any information.
Yeah.
So it's like, I want you to make me a mug.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, what do you want? Give me specifics. They're like, oh, you know, green. Like, you know, just make it pretty, like, oh, you know, anything. Oh, I'm not in a rush. And I'm like, dude.
And then they don't like it once you
no
you know.
They do
they
it's,
do like
it's
it.
Just like, it's frustrating for me because I'm like, I don't know what the fuck they want.
Yeah.
And I don't want to disappoint, like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I don't want them to have to give me money because I made them something. If they don't like it, I wouldn't force them to pay
me.
But that's why I'm more leaning towards like, here's what I have.
Yeah.
What do you want from what I have, you know?
Yeah, and you know, like, people always think they know better than you too. Well, that's where that is. No,
you should
open.
Some people don't realize how complicated it is.
No.
Because I explained it to one person. They wanted me to take their company logo and stamp it onto some mugs. And I explained to them, I'm like, dude, this is gonna take way longer than you think it's going to take. And you want this by Christmas? Christmas is next fucking week, dude.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
That's crazy.
So, yeah. And then they're like, oh, I get, yeah, you're right. Okay, I guess not. But that's, yeah. It's part of the gig.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but yeah.
People have to start somewhere.
Yeah, crazy. It's crazy to think that freedom's just around the cordum?
Cordum? I didn't want to say anything.
Sorry. I need a little water.
Yeah. No, like, yeah, no, people always have to start somewhere. Like, I'm into glass blowing recently. I do a lot of that. And I also watch, like.
You should post your work. You should,
I haven't.
You should start an Instagram.
I want.
You should show me your work. I want your work for free. Can I have some glass, free glass?
You know, I'm your friend. You know me really well. I've been. You know, I think you owe me for all three.
Seeing the little dinosaur stick that you made.
I did not make that. That was my dad. It was cute, though.
It's so funny because it's not even like a straw. It's just a stick.
It was just like a glass rod that we used for flame working. So funny. No. But my parents actually sell their, like, they make jewelry, mm-hmm. like glass jewelry.
That I've never seen.
They sell it out where I get my nails. Karen.
It's hearsay, Your Honor.
It doesn't exist until I see it,
Your Honor. My client is lying out of their ass right now.
I have never received a piece of this jewelry.
I've never seen it, therefore it doesn't exist.
Hold on. Drink that tea. I'm really struggling with this congestion thing. Yeah. It's not even that I'm stuffed. It's like the drip. Mm. Like down your throat, you know what I mean?
It's inevitable.
Anyway.
It's gonna happen.
What was I talking about? Glass work, flame working. No, so my parents do make jewelry because they have all the free time in the world, basically, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, I don't. So they've been doing a lot of the work, and they sell their work at Karen's, my nail lady, and a friend of mine, and my mom's. So, and they've sold some things, but they have a little display.
Nice.
And that's, like, the best thing because, you know, we know Karen really well, and mm-hmm. it's not, and she gets heavy foot traffic, but it's not like crazy, like,
yeah, you know. Just a little something on the side.
Yeah, no, I'll send you photos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but all the bitching aside of, you know, having to like build my resume right now and thinking that it's still premature, like, I've heard some seniors be like, man, I really wish I took this class sooner because I'm about to graduate and now I'm just learning how to do all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it made me realize how, like, a lot of people don't know how to do certain things, and I'm kind of surprised. Like, it's kind of a running joke that no art student knows how to take good pictures of the work. It's like, make good work, take better pictures.
Yeah.
So it's like, if they're taking a picture of a painting, they'll just have like everything in the background, and it's just like so distracting, and like teachers will have like a portion of their demo teaching us how to use our iPhone to take a good picture. I'm like, God, like, how do you? It's just common sense to me. I'm not gonna fault the people.
Not saying
that they're, you know, behind, but come on.
Yeah.
I don't know. Even the people that have taken photography. They've taken photography classes, and so have I. And the professor brought a light kit mm-hmm. set up. So it's just two hot lights with yeah. umbrellas, and then it hooks up to your camera, take yep. a picture, flashes. Mm-hmm. And he's like, raise of hands, who knows what this is and how to use it? Me and one other person raised their hand.
Really?
The photography major didn't even raise their hand, which I was so surprised
That's
about.
A major?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there's a bunch of classes you can take. So yeah, I don't know.
So that's why you're forced to take photography? Or are you not forced to take photography?
Because I'm a studio major, which is pretty much everything.
Yeah.
I did have to take it.
Okay.
I took intro and intermediate, both because I was like, shit, I need another class credit.
Yeah.
So, and that was like the only one where I'm like, okay, I have a camera, I can do it, it's fine, whatever. I'm gonna hate it, but it's fine. Yeah. But I don't know. I'm not gonna let anybody persuade me into thinking that my plan isn't gonna work out.
Yeah, no.
And I feel it sometimes when I hear people talk about their plan for after school. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know if that's gonna work out, but it's not a solid plan. It's just, you know, what you're interested in now. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Things can change.
They always do.
Especially this summer, coming to a theater near you, I'm going to be, hopefully, traveling around, selling my stuff mm-hmm. across the state. So, hopefully, if that works out, then I'll do that after school, but I don't know. I could apply to residencies. There's so much stuff that I could do, so it's like, to have an actual plan, it's kind of limiting.
It is limiting, yeah.
To say that there's only one thing you want to do with your life is kind of like, are you either really love that or, I don't know.
Yeah, no, like, for me, I don't know what I want to do with my life. Like, I genuinely do not know what I want to do. Like, you could ask my other STEM friends, right? So ask Joe, like, what do you want to do? Well, he wants to go to grad school and he wants to do research. That's what he wants to do. Maybe be a professor. He wants to be a professor. Great.
What's
up? Make the turn the computer back on. Just in case.
Get started in minutes. Alright.
We're good.
Anyway, or are you going to go talk to my other friend who's, like, computer science? Like, he wants to work in, like, I don't know, software? What, I don't understand computer science. So.
Yeah.
Or another friend wants to do stage building shit. Like,
yeah.
They know what they want to do. I feel that, especially in STEM, I feel like there's a lot of pressure to have an idea of what you want to do, because with STEM, you know, you're gonna go to grad school, maybe like half the time, more than half the time you're gonna go to grad school. It's either for a master's or a PhD, right? Because it's STEM.
Yeah.
How are you gonna get any other job if you don't have like a master's or a PhD, right? Which is completely understandable, but like the only job that I can genuinely think of that I don't need like a higher degree in is probably like a zoo. Just go work at a zoo.
Yeah.
But do I even want, I don't, that's not good money. You know what I mean? Like, of course I would like to do that. I would love to work with live animals.
Yeah.
And just feed them and take care of them. But I'm not going to get much money in that. So I also have this conflicting thing, like, what's going to, like, make the most money for me? You know what I mean? I both know that, like, okay, so I have to do something in science because I'm getting my degree in science.
It's not necessarily,
Yeah. But it's very, it's that mindset. You're fed that mindset. Like, okay, I have a STEM degree. Gotta go do STEM. And I feel like what I really want to do is more of the art side of, like, zoology or biology. Specifically zoology, because I'm an animal person. But, like, I would love to work for National Geographic. Like, doing, like, taking the photos.
Go to Antarctica. And shit.
Exactly, and like
seals come up on you.
Yes, dude, and like that's my dream. The shit you see on TikTok,
yeah,
that is my dream. Like that is something
I see the
seals
all the time, like going on kayaks.
Yeah,
and
it's so beautiful. Like, when is that? When's my turn? You know, that's what I want. I want to experience nature like that, and or
I have to tell you, I was walking home last night from a birthday party, and you know the little dog park I live by.
Yeah,
I randomly. Like, I was just looking around, looking at my surroundings. There's this tree, and I look right at the base of the tree, and as I'm walking, I'm looking behind me, essentially. This little owl guy, he was, like, fucking 3 inches tall, and he's like, what's up? I was, like, talking to him. I'm like, what are you doing out here? He was so cute. It scared the shit out of me, though, because I'm, like, I'm looking around every corner. The last thing I was expecting is to see an owl on the ground. But
it was so injured?
Funny. No, he was just chilling.
Okay.
So, a fun story.
I'm jealous, dude. Owls are so cute.
Yeah. It's been a black cat, like, going into my backyard a lot. Really? I'm on a mission to scare him away. I don't want him peeing on my stuff. Yeah.
No.
What do with life?
Yeah, like, I don't know. That's why I'm really scared, because now I gotta... This is the time where I start thinking about grad school, and which... grad school am I applying to, and going through all like that process of applying and stuff like that. Like, now is the time. I don't know
senior checklist, which
how
is
do
still
I,
like
how do I get into National Geographic?
I don't know what that is.
I want to be David Attenborough. That's who that is what I want to be.
I know the name, can't see the
he's
face.
he's the guy who does all the things for like
is
nature.
He like,
he's a voice
of we see
yes
there
yes,
we go there
exactly
we go. I knew it.
Yeah, that's who I want to be, dude.
That's it. That's what this voice acting though a little bit.
he has a very based history in science.
Well, swimming to the ocean. Ocean vibes.
Well, I love cinematography, so making documentaries be sick.
Yeah.
I am hoping to travel to many places and find little pockets of where I'm welcome.
Yeah.
Little pockets.
Yeah.
Emphasis on the P.
No, I feel that way too. I don't want to stay in one place, really, but.
Yeah. I'm trying to find the one. And in context of the one, I mean the one place.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
And maybe the one.
Maybe the one. Oh my god, it's funny.
What?
I got another thing to tell you.
Oh man.
This is gonna blow your mind.
Kind of have to poop.
We can end this shit right now.
No, it's okay.
It's I'm almost 30.
So.
I am not a master. We've learned that.
We have not talked about that on here. Would you like to tell the story of our Boston trip?
Please take the floor.
I would love to hear it from your point of view again. Because it is fucking amazing. Go for it. So, mine can wait.
So we're walking everywhere in Boston, right? So mm-hmm. where we were staying and where the city main city was, we had to cross the bridge, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was a long length of walking, and we were on the bridge, and I had to take a massive shit. I almost shit my pants.
2 minutes away from our hotel.
I genuinely almost shit my pants on the bridge. So, you know, I'm sweating. I'm panicking. I'm like, I cannot shit my pants on the Boston this bridge. I cannot do that because was it 2 minutes away?
I was looking at the map that was telling us where to go. It said 2 minutes away from destination.
It was like coming out. It was seriously, it was bad, okay? And so I really had to go to the bathroom. I had to find a bathroom. I was trying to tell them, I need to find a bathroom, guys. But they were not taking me seriously.
I was taking you seriously. I just wanted to get home because there was no public bathroom around.
So I had to make a sacrifice for my own sake of pooping my pants.
Sorry about the mic noise.
So I went to this. The first place I saw was this restaurant. See, I didn't know anything about the restaurant, okay? So I was like, you know what? It'd be fine to get fucking dessert here. Whatever. Because we were thinking about dessert or whatever, right? I didn't know this was a fancy restaurant.
You wanted the fish.
I did want the fish.
The little, like,
Like, I don't remember.
It's a little, like, it's an ice cream. It's like a pancake fish, and then you have ice cream in its mouth, and it looks silly.
Wow, I really want that too right now.
Yeah,
I've been craving that ever since.
But yeah, but picture this: you're walking down Boston, and then you see this restaurant on the corner. It's called Coquette. First of all,
listen, man, that could be anything.
It has the most expensive looking bar setup. You can see all the nice fancy glasses.
I've seen better.
Velvet, pink velvet, fucking seating with like candlelit shit. Music's bumping. We walk in. Joe's there too.
Joe is there too.
Joe and I are like, Sonia, you can't go in here. There's no way we're going in here to get dessert.
I had to poop. I had to shit. And I was going to go tell them.
And
I need to take a shit. Can I use your bathroom? They would never let me do that.
They would not.
I had to sacrifice.
You have to be a customer in order to use the bathroom. That's kind of like a baseline rule.
Had to make a sacrifice.
So she goes.
Had to.
She goes in. I don't have my foot in the door. Like, you open a door and then there's another door to get in. It's just a double door situation. Fucking handle was this 2 foot.
Like
beautiful seahorse that I'm holding on to as I'm like head peeking through the door as Sony's like, yeah, table for three, please. And we just have this back and forth thing between the three of us. Like, Sony's at the desk, Joe's in the middle, and I'm at the door.
They were not reading.
And we're just like looking back
at
each other, like, no, we're not going down to do that, but try not to like cause a scene. And there's like barely any people in here, but they are, and they're like fucking sipping $100 cocktails in their little like sparkly dresses with the waiters and like tuxedos. And so the waiter sits her down and she drops her coat and she goes to the bathroom, which is like, you know, a couple feet away from where we're sat. And I'm just trying not to even knock over the glass on the table. Like, I'm like, okay, I guess we're here. We can't leave her. So Joe and I are sitting at the table. Also, he's in the bathroom. And we're looking at the menu. It's fucking $100, $100, $100 dish, $100 dish.
That's not true.
There's no dessert on the menu. In my world, there's always... I get the idea of a separate dessert
menu.
There
is a separate dessert
menu. But if we're here just for dessert, I'm like, there's no fucking dessert here. Like, I don't I don't want to be like, I'm in jeans, a fucking jean jacket and a hoodie or whatever, and just a beanie and a big ass tote bag. I'm like, we're not supposed to be here. So, and the waiter comes over with the pitcher of water, and we decline the water because we're like, I don't even want to know how much the water is here. Like, I know it's probably free, but I don't even want to test that. Like, so I think Sony's still in there, and I'm like, Joe, we have no ties here. Like, we could just leave. We didn't take any water. We haven't ordered anything. Like, you know, we got to get out of here because I don't have enough money. You don't have enough money. I don't even want to know how much the dessert is. So Sony gets back and we're like, we got to go. So we leave. And Joe's like, well, we got to tell them something, like a reason why we're leaving.
Yeah,
which
that was
the
crazy.
Stupidest thing ever. I'm that like, was Joe, crazy. Just leave. No, listen, like, dude. Just leave. You don't have to say anything. Just go. We're never going to see these people again.
Yeah.
And
no.
he's we're walking. And I thought we agreed. We're like, no, don't do that. He's like, okay. God. We're walking out, turns to the lady at the desk and is like, sorry, we have like a family emergency. Like,
yeah.
Someone's in the hospital. Like, we got to go. And yeah, she's like, rolls her eyes. She's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Mm, sure.
No. See, once I knew that, dude, I was acting the way through. Like, I even though she absolutely knew we were fucking bullshitting her, mm-hmm. I stormed right out of there. I was like, yeah, there's something wrong. There's something wrong. We gotta go. Like, and there's the other thing. Like, Joe,
it was so hard to do it though, because we were the only people sitting at tables. Yeah. Like, there was no one else in the restaurant part of,
and
you know, the place.
Frankly, you know, like, there's a multiple ways that could have been played out.
Yeah.
First thing is, I don't feel bad for having to make that sacrifice. I genuinely almost shit my pants.
You know,
and it's a good thing that I did not. It's a good thing I did not. And you know what? People leave restaurants all the time.
They do. We did once.
Yeah,
but that was a packed place, and we were waiting for 30 minutes.
Yeah, that was fucking crazy.
No one took our order.
No, they completely ignored us. Like, that was the moment where they knew that we didn't belong there. And I just wanted something. I just wanted something nice. And I mean, yeah, the menu. Like, usually when I'm going to a restaurant, I don't really look like at what kind of shit they have, because I am someone who is like, what's the word? Privileged. I do have some privilege. I do have privilege. You know what I mean?
Like, what's the word?
I was
taking a shit in Coquette in Boston.
No, dude, that was crazy. No, that was crazy. I really had to take a shit.
Like, I knew that we weren't gonna get in trouble or anything. Like, what are they gonna do? Like, send you back to the bathroom and stuff your shit back up your ass?
Yeah, right. Like,
no, you have to pay a fee. And it's like, we were customers for a second, but we decided.
It was not. It was not as bad as.
Yeah.
As I think that.
And then we turned around the corner and we were back at the hotel.
Yeah.
We were right there. Listen, we went down the stairs of the big sculpture and we were right fucking there.
I had to do it.
I know, but.
I am not good at controlling my butt bladder.
Oh,
stuff like that. You know, if you don't do crazy shit, then you're not going to have crazy stories. You know what I mean? You're not going to have those experiences.
I get
that. That's what life's about. Taking risks.
But could have been anything else.
Just funny. I was that, like, you know, that big thing. It was like a, I don't even know, like an arena. I don't know what it was.
Oh, yeah. It looked like an airport or something.
I was going to go in there.
Yeah, you were, yeah, but it was closed or something. There was, like, no one in there.
I thought, like, some lights were on, mm-hmm. and I thought I saw someone. I was going to go knock on the door and say, this is an emergency. Like, I was going to do that,
yeah,
but I felt that was too much of a risk.
Yeah, we were talking, we're like, let's just go back on the bridge and you can shit in the shit box. That was, like, a porta potty.
Was that the bridge with the shit box? Because I would have absolutely
done that. It was a different
bridge.
We were on a different side.
That's just my luck.
We're like two blocks away from the original
shit in
bridge.
The water. I'm sure people do that all the time. It's fucking Boston.
Boston Tea Party.
Boston
a bit of crumpets in there.
Oh my god. Oof. And it wasn't even a good poop. It wasn't.
Yeah. You told me, you're like, dude, that was insane. Like, I bombed it in there. I'm like, anyway. Shit. we were joking, we're like, you just, I imagine if you slathered shit all over the walls and we're like, yeah, I gotta go.
Oh man, sorry guys,
see you later.
Don't go in there.
Oh,
what were we talking about before?
Future.
Were we?
Future.
future. I felt like you were telling us something else.
But traveling in general, finding the place. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna go so many places, and you're coming with me.
Yeah, fuck it.
And you're gonna sell your little glass blowy thingies.
I want to go to Ireland.
Ireland.
Yes.
Tarty tarty.
Tarty tarty. Tart.
Get a pint of Guinness.
Yes, dude. Get a feckin' Guinness.
Crazy. Oh man. I like to play with a little ball in the can sometimes.
Warm piss.
Oh.
That's what they serve it warm because that's how they do it in Ireland. Yeah.
Oh.
No, I'm being serious. Like, their beer is not cold. It is warm. It is the cellar temperature.
I don't know how I'd feel about that.
Well, you're going to have to deal with it.
I have to.
Imagine you're at, like, one of the bars.
They don't sell anything else. They just sell Guinness.
You know what will get you in the mood?
What?
Have you ever seen the Banshees of Inisherin?
No.
Do you know who Barry Keoghan is? I know you know who Barry Keoghan
yes,
is.
Yes, I do. So you're talking about that one movie where he's in it's like some Irish movie something, and you can't understand what anybody's saying.
Yeah, it's this period piece.
Yeah,
yeah, with the other Irish actor, fucking
you know, I know what he looks
not
like. I can't
Cillian
remember
Murphy, not no. fucking the other guy. I got
but Saltburn though.
It's a man on the dance floor. You better not kill the groove. Dude, I've seen that movie thrice.
Why? Three times. Oh, yeah. I watched it on New Year's, and just as the movie was like ending, and there was that final like, oh my god, this is the end of the movie.
Yeah,
it was midnight.
Wait, what?
I didn't time it. I just started watching it on New Year's Eve, right. And then it was the new year already, and I was like,
really?
Great way to start off the new year.
It's just dick flopping around. Dude, I love Barry Keoghan, bro. He's my actor right now.
But Jacob Elordi, he was good in that movie. Barry
Donner.
I've never been like, oh yeah, Jacob Elordi so hot.
No.
Like,
no, me neither.
That's the only one where he's British in the film, but he's actually
Australian,
which was like, okay.
Crazy,
because I only knew him from Euphoria, so I was like, oh, he's just some fucking white dude.
Yeah, some weird guy. Yeah.
But now he's a white dude with a little pizzazz. So.
You know what I really want to see? Priscilla.
Yeah.
There's a lot of movies that I want to see.
Me too.
And there's a lot of movies I have.
I wanted to see Poor Things.
I want to see
Poor
Things.
It's in theaters.
I know.
Yeah.
I want to go see it.
I haven't been to the movies since the last Spider-Man
really
animated one.
Maybe mine was Talk to Me. Like that A24 scary movie.
Oh.
With a hand.
Oh, that. Yeah.
It's good as shit.
Blah.
What?
Run. Whatever. Some TikTok clip of the movie. But, yeah. I'm trying to get into movies more.
Dude,
I say as I haven't watched a fucking
movie
in a month.
I am the guy.
I got a letterbox.
Because of you.
I was so surprised when you said you don't have a letterbox. I'm like, dude, you watch like movies every single day. How do you not have a letterbox?
Dude, I love breaks because that's all I do. Mm-hmm. I just watch movies day like back to back movies. I live my life.
You know what other movie I watched when I was on my kick after Saltburn? I watched this is a weird one.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
But no, I haven't seen it.
What?
Oh, I haven't seen
it's
it.
Good.
Pretty much because of TikTok, I've seen it because of the clips. But.
Oh, don't say that shit.
But
it's so much better than the TikToks.
I know. 500 Days of Summer.
Oh, I don't know what that
fucking
is.
Sucked.
Probably,
which is just like a manic pixie girl dream thing film. It's like a feel good film, but there's like some weird narration. And it's like, and Tom did not know how to live with himself. I'm like, dude,
what?
You know, spoiler alert. But it just jumps around like from 100 days ago to 50 days ago to you know the first 10 days they knew each other. That's the whole gimmick of the film is 500 Days of Summer, the girl summer. But
yeah. Interesting.
Didn't like it.
Let's see what my letter bought. I only did like two movies. Cause have you ever heard of The Lighthouse?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I've seen clips of it. Not
oh
really
my
that
god,
much.
It's so good.
I know. Oh my god, what's his name? It William Dafoe's in it. And
yeah.
I know the guy from Twilight's in it.
Yeah.
Robert Pattinson.
It's so good.
See, I'm getting good.
Yeah.
I feel so cool when I know an actor's name. I'm like, yeah.
that guy, Robert Patterson. I know it. Very yeah, I need to watch a movie. I wanted to rewatch Fleabag. Fleabag.
I've never seen it. I know you told me to watch.
I thought you told me to watch.
No, you told me to watch it.
Well,
I told you to watch Broad City.
Ah,
we traded shows.
Shit.
Now that is a good movie.
I got so many things to watch. Better Call Saul.
boom, boom,
Breaking Bad.
Boom, boom. Well, which order are you watching it in, based on what I told you?
I'm gonna try Better Call Saul first. I tried Breaking Bad last spring,
yeah,
and I left off on episode 3.
What?
So,
dude, that's the kind of show you don't leave off until you're done with it.
I know.
I'm interested
in it. It's hard for me. The episodes are so long.
They are very long. This one's Better Call Saul.
I'm used to 10-minute YouTube videos. I'll eat my dinner.
I'm watching Better Call Saul right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
As we speak.
Yeah. Got on my phone here.
My client is Better Call Saul. Yeah. So.
Slipping Jimmy's.
What?
Someone tried a Slipping Jimmy on me the other day. Right over there.
What does that mean?
So basically, you get somebody to, like, hurt themselves from someone else's expense so, like, you can get money from it, kind of thing. Like scam. Like, oh, you hit me. Like, but you ran out in front of me.
Oh,
you know,
like people,
Slipping Jimmy.
The, like, college students will, like, get run over on purpose to get
a
bunch of money.
Yeah, shit like that, like Slipping Jimmy.
Really? But it wasn't a car, I hope.
No, it was, so, these people are fucking stupid on campus, first of all. I was already having a bad driving day. So I was, like, over by Lakeside. I was at Lakeside. I was coming from Johnson. And, you know, I'm going the speed limit 20.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the busy time when there's, like, people walking all over the place. And so this guy's, like, on, like, this right here,
the curb.
Like, the, right on the curb of the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, teeter-tottering, right? And he turns to, like, I thought he was going to start walking, so I stopped. Because I thought he was going to start walking. And then he, like, turns again to keep walking, so I start going. So it was just, like, a game of, like, break.
Was he looking at you?
No!
He was back turned?
Dude, he wasn't fucking, no, he was looking. He was, like, you'd think he was looking. But
he was
he
looking
would,
past
like,
you? Because he had
And then he, like, face. I start driving again, thinking, like, he's not going to fucking walk. He walks. I was, like, I don't even know, less than an inch close to fucking hitting him. He not once did he even look at me.
Wow.
I was like, are you fucking, like, trying to pull a Slipping Jimmy?
Yeah. Part of my chair squeak.
I was, oh my god.
Getting scammed.
I fucking hate driving here.
Yeah.
Alright. 11:42.
Dealt with some silly things. I can't put my finger on it, but yeah. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good where to place to stop.
I think so.
So
we got some stuff to do.
Thank you for listening.
Thank
it's
you.
Been a while, but we'll be back shortly, every Monday, hopefully. Follow us on Instagram and Spotify, and we'll see you later.
See you.
Goodbye.